That first recording, which I believe, possibly, depending on the dates of various books, is August the 30th. What do you remember of that night?
Obviously, we were a bit apprehensive. This was the first time we're actually going to go in front of an audience.
Michael Palin.
And I seem to remember John coming up before the show was due to go out. And instead of sort of slapping you on the back, saying, right, good luck, break a leg and all that, he said, do you realise this could be the first comedy show to go out with absolutely no laughs at all? Which, of course, was very good. That cheered me up no end. And
but, I mean, it really was. You got an audience of old people who really thought they were coming to see a circus. And of course, they had no idea what it was or who any of us were. It was a totally inappropriate audience. And they were very starchy. They didn't really like it at all.
But the laughter wasn't raucous by any means. You actually looked at that first show, and it's quite quiet. Mm. And at the end, one didn't really quite know. I mean, we were just so pleased that we'd done it. We got it done, and we played all these silly costumes, and generally people felt our performance has been up to the mark. We'd done the best we could.
It's because we complained to BBC audience recruitment and saying, you're getting us the wrong audience. You know, we need a younger audience. And it's not a circus.
Oh, they were quite
worried at that.
A little nervous, yes. But then nobody, least of all us, knew quite what we were getting into. It wasn't as if we said, no, this is going to be funny all the way through. I think John was quite, actually, he wasn't just joking when he said it could be the first show ever to go out with no laughs at all.
Yeah.
Because it might well have happened like that. And that was a token of the fact that we weren't doing the traditional material.
Mm.
I mean, there are very few taglines in it and all that. Some of the ideas were very, very strange. And were they going to be funny ideas, or were people just going to say, oh, that's clever, but...
Eric Idle.
I mean, the first show is very weird. I mean, we did push it. And I know it was a very weird response to the show. It was by no means a triumph. And I used to play football in the park, in Hyde Park, every Sunday. They would go out to think, and they go, oh, that's a weird show of yours. Oh, that's bloody weird. And then they go, oh, that was bloody weird. I like it, though. And they go, bloody weird. Hey, that's rather good, that bloody weird show. That's, you know, it picked up.
Yeah.
Their responses picked up as they kind of got into it.
And it felt like before... I mean, the first four shows, as I remember, was like, you know, God, we thought we want a loser here. 'Cause...